Lecture topic, importance of dua.
Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Khalilullah. And he's on that level. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also commanded, though the maqam of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. But he too was told, وَاتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِفًا. You follow in the path of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Obviously, this was the path that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam followed and then took it to a higher level, obviously. But part of this path was what Allah Ta'ala describes about Ibrahim alayhi salam, that inna Ibrahim la halimun awwahum munib. The three aspects of his life that are being highlighted. Everything about a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala is of the highest level. And Nabi of Allah Ta'ala is never deficient in any quality. These are being aspects that are being highlighted. So out of these three aspects, one aspect is Allah. What is Allah? There's various ways in which this is explained. But one of the explanations, one who very deeply keeps sighing and pleading to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, the word Ah, so now a person who is in this deep, is deeply and desperately pleading, so that Ah comes out from the depth of his heart. Now we're talking about Khalilullah, and he is repeatedly pleading to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Now, where do we stand, and how much for all our needs and issues, whatever our situations might be, how often do we plead to Allah Ta'ala? Some routine dua, some dua that we sometimes don't even know where our mind is at that time, what we asked and what we didn't ask, and that some occasional haphazard dua. So that is not the way dua is made. Now we've seen here that this is a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. In Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, every dua of his is accepted. But despite being that close to Allah Ta'ala and having that acceptance, but this must have been such a highlight in his life and such a continuous quality of his that the Quran Sharif is highlighting it. So something that happens occasionally, once in a while, won't be a highlight. Something that is an ongoing aspect in a person's life. Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, everything is on the highest level. But the lesson for us, the Quran Sharif is giving us this message. These were his outstanding qualities. So now for us to reflect that how much have we followed in this? Because if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is being told, follow this path, it's for us that we are to follow the same line, the same way. We want the same grace of Allah Ta'ala. And that's the only way to get it, the same prescription. So part of our daily tarteeb and routine, there should be some moments in our moments of solitude between us and Allah Ta'ala to deeply and desperately plead to Allah Ta'ala. Plead for our akhirat, our connection with Allah Ta'ala, even our needs of dunya. Dua is the aspect that has everything in it, but often very neglected. Many a times a person will be looking for some ta'weez and some amal somewhere, but even such a person who is desperately looking for some ta'weez somewhere, but dua will get neglected. Hardly make dua. At the most, he might tell somebody else to make dua for him. But he himself will hardly make dua. Whereas dua is an ibadat and the essence of ibadat. And not just some routine dua. Dua deeply from the recesses of the heart, leading to Allah Ta'ala and begging of Allah Ta'ala for our needs of akhirat and also for our needs of dunya as well. Allah Ta'ala gives.